Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenters for this week, Eleonora Polti and myself, John Bourne. On this week's programme, we focus on the upcoming Dublin International Piano Festival and Summer Academy, which is taking place from July the 25th until the 2nd of August, with some fantastic European representation. We'll have a rundown on some of the stories of Irish interest that have made the European headlines, and we'll have some great music from pianist Archie Chen and Italian singer and pianist Susanna Parigi. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour on your programme Europe Today. Dublin City University is seeking families with members who are suffering from dementia. The university is undertaking a major EU-backed study into the ailment, which affects 35,000 people in Ireland. Families willing to assist can contact Dr. Louise Hopper at DCU. Her colleague, Dr. Kate Irving, says the study will primarily explore what goes wrong when carers are no longer able to look after dementia sufferers.
Dementia weighs very, very heavily on the family members and the people with dementia, and it gets to a point where they can no longer withstand the rigours of caring for somebody with dementia, and the thing falls apart, and we want to know what we can do to prevent that from happening.
Major improvements are on the way for consumers who rent cars in EU states. Five of the top rental companies in the European Union have signed up to providing better customer services following an increase in complaints over the past 2 years. The new measures will be in place by the end of this year. Ciara Eustace of the EU office in Dublin says the changes will bring greater transparency when hiring a car.
Well, this agreement will offer consumers who are renting cars across the EU more clarity on insurance policies and tank refuelling, more fairness when handling damages, and more price transparency at the time of booking.
The EU Commission says the Irish bailout programme, which ended in December 2013, has in the main been a success. A major report published recently looked at the programme, its implementation and the ongoing legacy for the Irish economy. The report says the tough austerity measures imposed are now producing positive results as job creation is growing and the economy is improving. Ruth Deasy of the EU Commission Office in Dublin says the report is very optimistic about the Irish economy for the years ahead.
A year and a half after Ireland has been out of its programme, the Commission has had a chance to look back, and it sees that Ireland has returned to growth, unemployment is falling, and, you know, with all the ups and downs, the overall assessment is very positive.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
This is Eleonora Politi, very pleased to welcome a great pianist, both as instrumentalist and musician, Archie Chen. He's the artistic director of Dublin International Piano Festival and Summer Academy. Good morning, Mr. Archie Chen.
Good morning. Nice to meet you. If I could just tell you a little bit about the festival as an introduction.
Sure.
We founded the festival in 2013. Both my wife and I felt that there needed to be some kind of a program, a quality holistic program of piano in Dublin. And it was kind of a natural progression for us because my wife is a very experienced teacher, and we have our own piano school, Piano Academy of Ireland in Rathgar. And myself, I have international experience of performing concerts in venues such as Carnegie Hall and the Lincoln Center and National Concert Hall and also the Vatican. So together we felt that there was a real need in Dublin for a combined festival and academy in the realm of piano performance that opens up spaces for international pianists to visit Dublin and to perform and excel at their craft. So our aim of the program is to, you know, create a very holistic one and to foster excellence in piano, which is our motto.
Okay.
And so we wanted to cover every aspect possible to help the next generation of pianists. And this would include, you know, their attendance at concerts by the faculty, master classes, private lessons, and also seminars on piano and on various aspects about piano. And these seminars are very interesting because they cover everything from the mind to the body. Because, for instance, we invited a top performance psychologist from Qatar to help the students gain an edge on controlling issues like performance issues such as nerves and memory, to gain that extra edge. Because, you know, often in competitions, the difference between the first and second place is usually only determined by 1 point. I think in this way, we're very progressive, and we're doing something that's new to our field, and so it's quite exciting.
Very interesting. Yes,
and we also have an Alexander technique specialist coming to give a couple sessions to the students. And
what is it about?
Alexander technique is a technique to for how to sit properly and how to correct posture at the piano.
Okay.
You know, how to play without tension in the body. And as you can imagine, you know, playing the piano is a very physical activity. It's one of the most complicated things one can be doing because it involves such motor skills and, you know, and the mind, and, you know, you have all your fingers moving, and yeah, the whole body is involved, and even the soul is involved. And
yeah.
That's something that I felt was missing the past 2 years, the spiritual side of music making.
Yeah.
So this year we aim to improve on that, and so we're bringing in a spiritual advisor, and he is a monk from Korea.
Wow.
And so, because music is not just about playing the notes, but also about communicating a message to the audience. So if you have all these aspects in place, it really helps create a much deeper interpretation of the music. And so you were asking about the highlights of the festival. These would be the highlights, the seminars, and then the very special concert that we have next Monday at the National Concert Hall in the John Field Room. The 27th of July,
okay,
at 8 p.m., we have the Korean pianist H.J. Lim.
Okay, yeah.
And she's coming with the spiritual advisor, and they're both going to be performing together on stage. And this is her first time in Ireland, and it's the first time, actually, that I know that this kind of concert has been done before. Because it's very unlike the traditional classical piano concert that everyone's used to. It's not stiff and snobby. You know, the concert will have a lot of drama and narrative with antagonists and protagonists. Basically,
okay,
if you think about it, it's like good versus evil. And so where the pianist begins as the evil one, and the monk will be interjecting with his singing to cleanse the pianist. And by the end of the concert, I have to say, one of them will prevail. But I'm not going to tell you who, but you'll have to come to the concert to find out.
I would be a very honor to come. We know there are 16 participants. How did the students gain admission?
Yeah, well, this year we had quite a lot more applications than the past, and
okay,
the students would have to go through a screening process. Of course, we accept advanced students of piano over the age of 16, and well, in special cases, from 16 to 18, usually it's for ages 18 and up. But this year we have a few 16-year-olds, very, very talented kids coming in, and so the students submit an application, and they have to submit their CV, and also they submit two recordings.
Okay, two recordings. Okay,
to determine their level and to make sure they're at the level where they need to be to really, you know, gain something from the program.
Okay, and it's something Mr. Chen, they wrote themselves, or it's just something like they play?
The recording would be two contrasting pieces, okay. short pieces that they might be learning or have performed in the past.
Okay, that's, yeah.
And our faculty would listen to the recordings and look through their CVs, and we would vote to create a short list, and then we continue to eliminate until we have the proper amount of students. And this year, it was more difficult because we limited the numbers to 16 in the past 2 years, but however, we had to increase it to 18 because of so many great applications.
Yes, and so many talents. What was the hardest part to organize?
The hardest part? Well, this is a very much a family-run business, and my wife Rona and I pretty much take charge of everything, and we have two office interns helping us along as well. But you know, people call us the dynamic duo for that reason, because I guess for me the most difficult part is probably the scheduling and timetables for the students and faculty, because you see, each student receives private tuition as well as public master classes.
Okay.
And you know, our venues are centered around the Raskar area, between 4 to 5 locations for practice master classes and private lessons. This can get very complicated when you have, you know, only 9 days to make sure all the 18 students have met each of the faculty. Also, you know, my wife helps out in all the organizing of getting people to the right place at the right time, and also organizing the meals for the participants and faculty, because our ethos of the program is that all of us meet together at meals to talk about our day, how our day went, and to bounce ideas off each other. So we open our home to all these participants and faculty to eat together for lunch and dinner. And it's a great way for the very lonely pianist to socialize and to learn from others. So we're also very lucky to have help of our friends, some who will cook some of the meals this year. So it's great to have the support. We have students coming from Ireland and from Spain, Italy, Portugal, Canada, and the United States. And also in the past, we have had also participants from the Far East, including China, Japan, Hong Kong, and Malaysia. So it's gaining worldwide attention.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're really welcome.
Appreciated your participation.
Yeah, thank you very much for the interview. Thank you.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
This is Eleonore Politi for Europe Today. This week, I'm delighted to talk about Dublin International Piano Festival and Summer Academy. I'm also delighted to speak with Chloe Power, a young Irish talented piano player. Good morning, Chloe. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Chloe, what does it mean for you to participate in the Dublin Piano Festival?
It's a really brilliant opportunity to be able to take part in the festival this year. I was also a participant of the festival 2 years ago and gained so much from the experience. The people and the atmosphere of the festival really make you want to improve and work harder. Not only do we learn from fantastic teachers in one-on-one lessons, there are so many other things that make the festival really beneficial for the students who get the chance to participate. We all get performance opportunities during the festival, which obviously is massively important to all musicians trying to improve. We have public masterclasses, solo performance and group performance in a concert where the students play together and we get to learn from each other and work with each other as well. We get to hear the faculty members in a series of concerts too, which is brilliant, especially having worked with them in lessons and masterclasses during the week. The festival also includes loads of different workshops and seminars throughout the week, and the 2015 festival seminars look to be really interesting.
Okay, and Chloe, can you choose which seminar and workshops attend?
You get to attend every seminar during the week, and they're open to the public as well, which is brilliant, so everyone can go along. There are seminars on performance psychology, technique, composition, lots of different things, and they'll be brilliant to learn about all of that.
Why did you decide to play piano?
In the first place, I have an older brother and sister who played music before me, and really it was listening to them around the house that made me want to learn how to play an instrument. It was my parents who chose the piano for me after I showed interest in music. My older sister also played the piano, and as I was quite young, it was easier to just give me a small amount of time at the end of her lessons until I was sure I liked it. But that was fine because I loved it straight away anyway and was soon getting more lesson time and starting to play more and more.
Okay. And how long have you been playing piano?
I've been playing since I was 6 and have just turned 20 now, so almost 14 years. And I still love it as much as I did when I started. There's obviously more time and effort needed now compared to when I was 6, but yeah, that means being able to play some really great pieces. So it's all worth it and still very enjoyable.
Would you think at the beginning to build your future on piano?
At the beginning, probably not. Like, it was more something you do for enjoyment. I was doing loads of different things when I was younger, playing sport, playing music, doing lots of different things. It was definitely something I loved, but I probably didn't think about it as something to pursue until maybe when I was a little bit older.
And what do you study at the moment, Chloe?
I'm in college at the moment in UCD in Dublin. I'm studying science and I'm a member of the Ad Astra Performing Arts Academy. So I have a scholarship for music in UCD. So I'm doing a lot of music as well.
And yeah. Chloe, can I ask you which is your favourite musician?
It's a difficult question. I love Debussy. I played a good bit of Debussy, and I really, really like that kind of music, the impressionistic music and things like that. But I like to get a good range of different pieces, different genres and things as well.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much for your time and for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you.
Sembra aspettare la resurrezione.
Afraid that's all we have time for this week's folks. I hope you've enjoyed the program. Again, we want to say a very, very special thank you to the artistic director of the Dublin International Piano Festival, Archie Chen, and the wonderful, talented Chloe Power. If you want to get in contact with the program, give us a ring on 865-8020, that's 865-8020, or you can text us on 087-977-1032, 087-977-1032. And of course, don't forget to check out our support website platform, which is europetoday.ie. That'll have a podcast of today's programme and a link to the various issues that we spoke about as well. Join us again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week on your programme, Europe Today.